This week's mailbag comes to us from Renee. Dear Lisa, Decluttering Negative Thoughts podcast. I listened to it again yesterday. Today, my husband had the day off and facilitated distance learning while I worked. My first thought, I cannot believe the kids did not do any of their chores today and that my 10-year-old was allowed to video chat with her friends on breaks instead of work being completed. My thought rewritten, my husband was really occupied researching, selecting, and ordering a new washing machine, and I'm so glad he finally got that done. My second thought for the day, I cannot believe my 10-year-old chatted with friends instead of completing her work and hasn't been writing assignments in the $47 Organize 365 planner that I purchased. That thought rewritten, it's good she's made virtual friends and I'm glad she checked on her own before going to bed to see what assignments were still due. I wouldn't have used a planner independently at age 10 either. We can rewatch Lisa's videos together tomorrow.
Do you have an Organize 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Have you been listening or have you been taking action? I hope you've been using this energy of October to really start taking action and start doing some of these decluttering tasks. They are not that hard. I mean, that you can get them done in 15, 20 minutes a day. I want to really help you get through some of these decluttering piles so that when we get to January, you're ready to dig in and do some of the deeper work of organizing. And today, we're going to talk about the hot mess room. Oh, yeah. I don't talk about the hot mess room very often. It's hard to quantify, right? So your hot mess room could be an attic, a garage, a shed, a storage unit, a spare bedroom. You could feel like it's your entire house. But basically, we all have a place where we shove things. Lovingly put things for later. Anything we don't know what to do with, can't part with right now, aren't sure if it's broken or not. Yeah, it's just too much work to actually do anything with it. We just put it in storage. And if you don't have a basement or an attic, this ends up being your guest bedroom or a section of your bedroom or a closet. We all have this space. And as you start to get organized, declutter and get organized, this space gets overwhelmed. It becomes so huge, full of things that you are delaying decision-making on and don't know what to do with, but you're not ready to get rid of. So how do we make sense of your storage area, your hot mess room? First thing, you need to realize that this isn't like organizing a closet or a bedroom or a kitchen. When you're organizing a kitchen, even if you have a small office space in there like I do, or you have kids' arts and craft things inside of your kitchen, it's, you know, 20% of the space, but 80% of your kitchen functions as a kitchen. Whereas in the hot mess room, it's like 5% of everything, right? You've got holiday decorations, housewares, kids' clothes, things that are used and outdated, empty boxes, and everything else that you're keeping just in case. So let's talk about just in case. Let's start right there. We have been sheltering in place and safe at home because of the pandemic since March of 2020. I want to just say that whatever the scenario was that you had in your mind about why you might need to keep things just in case, happened. Like, it happened. Just in case was an event. It happened in 2020. If you still have things stored in your storage area, just in case, there's very few things that are in there that did not come into play already during a global pandemic where we were stuck in our houses. probably going to say. So, with that said, and that mindset, how many of these things that we're keeping just in case can we now let go of? Like the extra 3,000 mason jars that you have down there, do you really still need those? Probably not. I'm not saying that you need to get rid of anything or you have to keep everything. It's totally your choice what you get rid of and what you keep. But I think that most of us would agree, no one predicted the pandemic or the ramifications of the pandemic. And we think that we're being really great at our predictions by keeping things just in case. Secondly, if you're going to keep things just in case, that's totally fine. But when the just in case happens, do you know that you have it and can you get to it? So you can keep anything you want in your hot mess room. I just want it to be organized and for you to have an inventory and know where it is. But I'm getting ahead of myself because that's organizing and we're not going to talk about organizing. We're talking about decluttering. So Carol, who was my lead organizer when we did in-home professional organizing, I am telling you, if there was a hot mess room to organize when we went into a house, she would push me out of the way to get to that space. She was like, mine, 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 mine. She's like down in the storage room. She loved going in the storage room. And I was like, I will go do the paper. I'll do the kids' room. I'll sort all of the clothes by size. You go do the storage room. And she wanted to do the storage room. She wanted to do the storage room because you get a really big bang out of organizing a storage room. Often, even if we don't declutter very much in a storage room, we can repackage what's in there in a way that it looks 30 to 50% bigger. And the number one thing that you probably have in your hot mess room that will give you the quickest sense of relief of getting rid of and decluttering is empty boxes, half full boxes, large boxes that have one little itty bitty thing in them. Get rid of boxes. My mother-in-law gave me her nativity set. It's those willow people. And she had every single piece in the box that it came in this willow nativity set, which is a very nice, very expensive nativity set. If you were going to resell it on eBay, you probably need all the boxes. And I got the set from her and just the boxes alone, I cannot even tell you how many boxes there were because she had the entire set. And I took everything out of the boxes and I put everything in the boxes the first year. And the second year I went down and a third of my Christmas boxes were these nativity set boxes. And I was like, this is not sustainable. Like, I don't have enough room for all of these boxes. So I set up the nativity set and I looked at all the boxes and I said, Lisa, are you ever going to sell this and recoup the money on eBay? And I was like, no. And I said to myself, then get rid of the box. Why are you keeping the boxes? Get rid of the boxes. Now you may say, oh, but they're safer in there. And, you know, it's easier to store them in there. And those boxes are perfectly created for all the little willow people. And you are absolutely right. But I just went to Walmart and spent like 10 bucks on bubble wrap. And I got my plastic bin that I always use. And I lined the plastic bin with bubble wrap and I put a piece in and I ribboned back and forth that bubble wrap and I wrapped each piece in bubble wrap. And do you know, I went from like 20 boxes to one bin that has the whole nativity scene in it. Now I have two different nativity sets. So I have the one that I got when we got married. And then I have this one that I got a few years ago. Some years I put up one, some years I put up the other. I just bring up the bin I need. I leave all the bubble wrap in the bin while the nativity scene is up. And then when the season is over, I put it all right back in the bin. It's labeled. It goes on a shelf in the basement. It's perfect. Storing things in the boxes they came in or saving empty boxes or partially full boxes takes up a lot of real estate in your hot mess room that you need. Just like I don't keep manuals, I also don't keep boxes for any electronics. I know a few of you just passed out. It's okay. It's all right. There are no people coming to my house to check to see if I have the box that my computer came in. We have a store here called Micro Center. So if your computer is broken, you just take it in there and they fix it. So I'm not mailing my computer back and forth. I do keep the box. Both of my kids have Apple laptops. I do keep the Apple laptop box for 1 year. I don't even know why, but apparently I do. I used to keep the iPhone boxes. I don't do that anymore. As soon as I'm done, I get rid of iPhone boxes. Although My Apple Watch box and the iPhone box lid are really, really great drawer organizers if you're ever looking for drawer organizers. So I actually get rid of the bottom, but I keep the top as a drawer organizer, just letting you know. So if you've kept TV boxes and computer boxes and stereo boxes, there are probably a lot of boxes down there that you could just go and move out. The electronics are probably a year old. And so I don't know why you need those boxes anyway, or if there's anything wrong with any of your appliances and you don't have a place like Micro Center, I take everything into Best Buy. Walk in there with my computer, walk in there with our TV, and the Geek Squad fixes it right there and then you come home. Or I've had computer people come to the house, but I've never needed those boxes. Unless you're in the military and moving or you move on a regular basis and you need that special box, get rid of those boxes. The other thing that we find a lot in our storage rooms, and I do it too, I do not know why, the stereo that I bought with all of my babysitting money one summer when I was 16 broke like a decade ago. And it was a $1,000 stereo when I was 16. I saved all of my money all summer. I bought it at Audio Craft. It was the most awesome store. I would go in there every day and look at it, and I finally bought it. And it worked for 25 years. Like, it was really high quality. And we would play our CDs on there at Christmas time in the living room. It's the only time we used that stereo. And then it broke. And I moved the tape-to-tape player into the basement because where else are you going to get a tape-to-tape player? It doesn't matter. I don't have any tapes anymore. Like, what are we thinking when we make... I'm saving a 35-year-old tape-to-tape player stereo thing in my basement when I don't own any cassette tapes. Does that make any sense to you? But all we think of is the summer I was 16 and saved all my babysitting money and bought the stereo and took it to college and then took it to my first house. No, it's got to go. It went in the trash. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Also, that was something that worked. Also, I don't know about you, but sometimes things stop working and I'm like, oh, this isn't working. And instead of taking it to the trash, we put it in our hot mess room. I'm not really sure what my logic there is either, because we clearly have already ascertained through these podcasts, I'm not going to fix it, right? So I'm not going to fix it. It's broken. I put it in storage instead of putting it in the trash. Who does that? All of us. All of us do it. I don't know why we do it. Who taught us to do this? Why do we do this? Anyways, if it's broken and you're not going to get it fixed, then get rid of it. It's okay. Sometimes we'll put furniture in there that doesn't match anything anymore. So true story. Joey had the nicest bedroom furniture. When he was little, I was making good money and I was, doing housing. And he had the cutest captain bed. He had this great dresser and this really nice desk that we had gotten on clearance. And it came with this chair. And the chair is $250. And his whole bedroom suite was Stanley Young America. It was ridiculous. It was thousands of dollars. We, until last year, had a $400 bed and hand-me-down dressers in our bedroom. But this child had like a full bedroom suite. All of that furniture is gone. We've given it to friends and family or sold it. It's all gone. But for whatever reason, I still have the chair that goes with Joey's desk in my storage room. There's no furniture that matches this. No one wants it. The kids are definitely not going to want this chair when they leave. I'm not going to use it anywhere. Can't get rid of it. Can't even donate it. I don't know why. Why am I keeping this chair? This is what we do in these hot mess rooms. You know what? I'm donating it this weekend. I am. I'm going to take it. I'm going to donate it this week. There is no reason we need that chair, Lisa. Why do you still have that chair? What about housewares? You know, all that decorating stuff. Vases. Those I keep in the kitchen. Vases. Greg has gotten so good lately at buying me flowers. I love it so much. He has found a florist where when you buy the roses, they last 2 weeks. I don't even know how that's possible, but this one florist, they just do such a great job. And of course, what happens when you get flowers? I mean, he doesn't buy them every day, but he is buying them like every couple months. It's only September. I think I've gotten flowers 3 or 4 times this year already, which is a lot of flowers. And every time you get the flowers, you get a vase, right? What do you do with it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put it in the cabinet with the other vases. Now, my mother grows fantastic gardens. She has so many flowers. She's always picking her flowers, taking bouquets to people. It's gorgeous. Do you know what I have zero of? Flowers growing in my yard. Zero. Not even one flower is growing in my yard. I've replaced all of my flower gardens with grass a few years ago, because about 10 years ago, because I was done gardening and it was too much work. And I didn't even want to mulch. So I replaced them all with grass. I couldn't put something in a vase if you paid me right now in my yard. I would have to go buy flowers at the store to put them in the vase. Now, I do occasionally do that, pick up a bouquet of flowers for like $8 or $9 when I'm at the grocery store and bring them home, but maybe once or twice a year. And I have a couple of beautiful vases that I got for my wedding that are in our curio cabinet, and that's what I use every time I get some flowers from the grocery store. Never once have I ever gotten flowers from a grocery store and put them in the vase that Greg is getting these beautiful flowers from the florist. One, because the puny little bundle of flowers I'm buying at the grocery store would be swimming in that vase. And two, because I have this gorgeous vase from my wedding that I love to use for that purpose. So I'm saying to you right now, as I will go downstairs and count, I have at least 10 vases. A couple of them are cute and we might use them and they're not from this florist, but I have at least 4 from this florist that I'm never going to use. Why am I keeping these things? Why do we get the flowers, enjoy the flowers, wash the vase in the dishwasher, and then put it in a cabinet instead of taking the vase and putting it in the donate pile? I don't understand my own behavior. And maybe as I'm telling you mine, you think, oh, I do that too. So I want this to stay short. I want it to stay actionable. What I want you to do is go in your storage room, your hot mess room, get rid of all the empty boxes. Look around at anything that is broken and actually put it in the trash can. If you're saving vases and pieces of furniture, of whole sets of furniture that you've gotten rid of, and there's no earthly idea where you could think of that you're going to donate it, get rid of it. We need the space more than we need this item just in case it doesn't match anything that we have. Now, this is not going to eliminate everything in your hot mess room. It might reduce it by 25 to 30%. Here's one more thing you can do. When you decorate for the holidays this year and you get out all of your holiday decorating bins, really think about all these things you've collected. For me, it's been over 25 years worth of holiday decorations that I've collected. I donate. When I set up the house for Christmas now, that's the holiday I celebrate, so I set up the house for Christmas. I then take a bag or a box of items that I don't want to decorate with anymore right over to Goodwill in the beginning of December so that other people can get them to decorate in their house. I don't hold on to a lot of the things that I don't want to use year after year because I'm 48 now. Some of that stuff I bought when I was 22. My tastes have changed. My kids have changed. My decor has changed. It's okay. Just because it's a Christmas item or just because it's a piece of furniture related to a set that you used to have doesn't mean that you have to keep it as you go through the different phases of life. All right, I hope you have a great week. Next week, we have one more decluttering podcast for you.